This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got very special guest in the studio, Police Chief of High Springs, Antoine Shepherd. Welcome, Chief Shepherd. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing excellent. Glad to be here this morning.
Happy to have you. Very timely stuff going on here. Kevin Mangan, who you've heard before, Public Information Officer for the City of High Springs. Kevin, welcome again.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Let's get right to it. Look, we had a terrible, tragic accident that happened in our community in Gainesville. Right there at Williston Road, I-75. Car was hit. And inside the car was a woman driving with two young children, 6 months, 22 months old. Both of those children perished. It appears at this juncture that there was no kind of car seats at all, no usage of seat belts, it appears. Either one of you guys really could answer this, but Kevin, I'll start with you. This is right up your alley. You've got the Safe Kids North Central Florida. You've been dealing with kids' safety. We know all about the bike helmets.
Right.
But now you're going to put a special focus on car seats.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, and that really is kind of a sobering reminder of how important car seats are for children and how much things have changed in the last several years when going way, way back to when car seats weren't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned more and more and more, and there were so many accidents and so many preventable injuries and fatalities that, okay, now we're learning more and car seats should be in at this age. Then they just kept increasing and increasing it. Locally, we see a 95% misuse of car seats.
Misuse. So explain what a misuse is.
So it's either no car seat at all, which unfortunately we believe was the situation yesterday, or it's someone who perhaps the child is too big for the seat. They're still rear facing when they should be front facing, or they don't have the harness on the seat installed properly. They don't have the seat installed properly. It's maybe it's too tight or it's too loose. There's kind of a myriad of different things that we see. So the important part about these car seat checks is not to kind of make you feel bad, but to educate you.
Right.
And say, hey, look, you're on the right path. Let us, you know, help us help you. And we guide these caregivers into the best use and best practices of these car seats.
So the folks can come out and you'll actually adjust and take a look at the car seat and give them some guidance and some help. And hey, I remember, three kids. Some of them were a little complicated at first. You know, they were a little quirky. You had to kind of figure it out. Once you got it, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
But to have some guidance like yourself and other professionals, parents shouldn't be, don't be embarrassed by it.
Absolutely. Don't make sure
it's for the welfare of your kid.
Absolutely. This is for the best of the child, and it is a learning opportunity for everybody involved. So we encourage folks to come out. If there are folks who come out and they are in need of a brand new car seat, we have new car seats we'll be able to give away too.
New car seats you're going to give away. I know you've got some helmets for the kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in the chief, Antoine Shepherd. So, chief, this is all part of kind of that's down your alley, which is the annual National Night Out event. Tell us what that is all about.
Yes, National Night Out is really like a big block party. So it's a legal party. So it's the time for the community, for police, to come together as one, because we want to combat things of domestic violence. We want to combat gun violence. We want to combat those type of issues and strategize and have a great time out there. So it's all free. It's all free food. It's all free fun. It's an opportunity for our community.
Okay, so give me some dates and locations, either one of you, Chief or Kevin.
It's going to be on August 5th, Tuesday. It's always the first Tuesday of August, and it's going to be at the High Springs Civic Center. And I want to, you know, emphasize out there that, you know, this is a great time for us to have fun. So there'll be a dunk booth out there. Maybe you can get a little payback for your taxes being increased. Some of our commissioners are out there. So maybe you want to get a little payback from the chief. You know, I get out there in the dunk booth. And we have a great opportunity for folks to come out. Like I said, it's just a fun atmosphere. There's a lot of folks out there.
This is letting the community know, hey, law enforcement's on your side. We're your friends.
Absolutely.
We care about your safety, your neighborhood. That's why we're here. You get to interact. And I'm sure that, you know, the people in the community, the neighbors, they're the eyes and ears. You guys just simply can't be everywhere.
Absolutely. We're stronger in numbers. We're stronger when the community joins us together.
And this is kind of that whole National Night Out is sort of a reminder and a wake-up call to all those things. And Kevin, you're going to be doing some stuff, specifically with the kids, right?
Right. So we've got the car seat checks that we'll be doing. That's going to start at 5 o'clock, an hour before all the National Night Out.
Okay.
It's at 6. And then once things get started with National Night Out, we'll have the bike helmet fittings and giveaways in addition to everything that Chief Shepherd and his team are doing.
You know, I've got to tell you, I think that, you know, the bike helmet thing, putting out the public service announcements, I think they've had a really good impact. I mean, I see a high percentage of adherence.
Yeah, last year, Jordan and her team, who you met in May, you know, talking about Bike to School Day, they ran out of helmets. So we ordered even more this year, thanks to UF's OPRC program before the grant funding ran out, and we were able to get quite a large number of helmets will be given away, and then also, again, the car seats as well.
Bob, if I can add on.
Sure.
We also are going to have a backpack school supply giveaway. So, you know, it's very expensive for kids in this time of day, this day and time. So there's going to be tons of backpack and school supplies for kids.
I hate to remind kids that, you know, their summer may be coming to a close. When you start mentioning school backpacks, you know, the kids start getting a little PTSD.
Well, parents get happy, so I'm one of them.
That's
I'm one
true.
Of them. I'm
you
one
got
of
it,
them.
Chief. You got it, exactly. So this event is August the 5th. So, yeah, the first Tuesday of August, that's when you do these things. Is there anything I'm missing, anything you want to add? I know it's really a get-together. You're going to have a DJ out there and giveaways. I mean, it's going to be a fun night out.
Absolutely. The officers are going to get out there and have fun and games. We run, we play, water slides, all kinds of things. It's all free.
Do they bring out any of the cool vehicles?
We do.
Fire rescue, stuff like that?
Fire trucks, police cars,
love
everything.
It.
Drones will be out there. We used to have canine demonstrations, but we have kind of veered away from that. But there's a lot of demonstrations out there.
Oh, good.
Well, great. A couple of people get bit, and then the whole thing has to go down. I mean, come on, really? If you're going to demonstrate the canines, you got to do it right. You know?
Well,
I'm not volunteering to be a runner or anything.
If you are a volunteer, don't bathe yourself in gravy right before the event.
Yeah, that's certainly
just,
not good.
You know, use your head a little
don't
bit
do
on
that.
These things.
Don't do that.
No, we really appreciate what you're doing there, Chief Shepherd and Kevin Mangan, and just trying to guide the community, help the community, keep people safe. And the statistics are very, very real, and a kid has a much greater chance to survive any kind of a wreck being in a properly fitted car seat. I mean, it gives them a real chance to survive versus not. The statistics in that area are absolutely not good, as we saw, for example, yesterday in that terrible wreck. So we got to learn as a community, and we got to guide everybody and get the word out there about the car seats. What were you saying about info?
Where can folks get more info?
Do you have a what's the easy web address for you?
Yeah, you can actually just you can follow social media for either the High Springs Police Department or the High Springs Fire Department, and we encourage people to also sign up for citywide news at highsprings.gov, and we'll get more information on that next week.
Love it. Love what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. Gentlemen, appreciate you.
Thank you.
Chief Shepherd, Kevin Mangan from High Springs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.